is your listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
This demonic activity, I'm really amazed of these lesbians that are coming forward now, particularly, I think, older lesbians saying, look, this is the lifestyle we've chosen. And maybe it's because of just whatever the situation is, why they're attracted or they want to live their lives with another woman. But they're coming forward and saying, hey, we don't want children being abused like this, mm-hmm. Whether it's physiologically being altered or psychologically being raped by these pedophiles, you know?
Absolutely. No, I mean, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yet each and every one of us is prone or susceptible to sin of one kind or another. And so, we have a heart for every sinner. And we extend grace because grace has first been extended to us. Forgiveness has been extended to us through Jesus and his death on the cross. His atoning blood is absolutely perfect to cleanse every sin. And ultimately, these sins, whatever the sin is, whether it's pedophilia or homosexuality, whatever it is, it's destructive to the human person. And the reason why we don't like it is because we don't like people to suffer. We don't want people to suffer. And ultimately, we understand that every sin causes the human being to suffer very painfully. And so we want to see them set free from that, every person to be set free.
Well, it's kind of like I know you deal with people with addictions, too, and alcohol becomes, for instance, that's the most people are addicted to alcohol, although I think that more suicides are committed by people addicted to gambling. You know, I guess it's a year and a half ago, the Jack in the Box heir, her husband had started Jack in the Box, and she had inherited $1 billion. And in a year, she had gambled the entire $1 billion away. People didn't know about her bank account. So, of course, banks are always willing to loan money to wealthy people. So now, at the end of all this, she not only lost the $1 billion, but she's $100 million in debt because of this addiction. And more people commit suicide over gambling addiction. And these things can overwhelm and take people over. I want to think we're in a dark age, but I remember watching the HBO, I think it was the series on our second president, John Adams. And I remember he had some wonderful children. One of his sons ended up becoming president later on. But his one son was addicted to alcohol and died a horrible death. And I don't know why I always think of him, but there was no such thing as a 12-step program like Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever, or Celebrate Recovery that's available in many churches, because his son died a horrible death of alcoholism. And so thank God at least we have these 12-step programs today. And I don't know where I was going with all this, but...
All sin is destructive to the human being.
So
the Lord Jesus came to not only forgive sin, but to set us free.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a hard question now. So I am pro-Israel. I've even in the past considered myself a Zionist. I remember when I first flew into Jerusalem, I thought, you know, I'm going to the land of the Jews, and all of a sudden I hear, and you and I have spoken this because you've been there a number of times, they go, what in the world is that? An ancient, you know, they kept Jerusalem looking very like an ancient city. And they said, well, that's the Muslims. And I said, I thought this was supposed to be a Jewish community. And so everything that's going on there, like with the Netanyahu, for instance, I wrote something yesterday on Facebook, and I was wondering if God would be mad at me because I said, I'm pro-Israel. But I believe this is a very bad PR situation for the Jews because, okay, yes, the Jews were attacked. Yes, they had a right to attack back. But couldn't Mossad have gone in some way differently and taken out who are the bad guys called here? It starts with an H, Hamas. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hamas. So I'm kind of like, And now Netanyahu is like just letting these children are starving. Now they're coming back. The Jews are saying, we've been sending in, the UN even has said, we've been sending in food, but Hamas is stealing it, the soldiers of Hamas. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want God getting mad at me, but, you know, it's like I feel like Israel needs to just, we can't have children dying of starvation.
Right. Yeah, and I think I totally agree. We don't want children dying of starvation, and yet the dynamics on the ground are so complex, Rhett. And I absolutely believe that Hamas is doing everything they can to stop the aid from going to the people, because the PR campaign that they're playing is they want, sadly, we can't even imagine, but they want those children to starve so that they can make Israel look bad. And I believe that Israel is doing everything in their power to get the aid to the people. And Hamas is stopping it on the ground.
Well, you know, I mean, half measures availeth little. I know I tell people this. I said, well, if you had a person in your life who has cancer, or you have cancer, or whoever it might be, you don't want the doctor to come back, the surgeon to come back and say, well, we cut out half of it. You cut out half of it. Yeah, well, we didn't want to be too radical. So, well, the other half is going to kill the person. So when you go in and have to surgically remove the cancer, you know, but I can't help but wonder, there could have been, I mean, Netanyahu is at once a courageous man for doing what he's done and having the backbone to go in and do what he's done. But you're right, Hamas has made Israel look bad to even some of our students who have become anti-Semitic, you know, and I'm shocked. I can't believe what's going on.
Well, I mean, the media, though, is totally reporting on the side of Hamas. I mean, and Israel and the work that the IDF is doing on the ground to try to help the Palestinian people, is that's never going to be reported. And so anyway, I understand what you're saying, but I think that, you know, we're getting a very one-sided view in the news.
All right, let's jump into something else here. And I want to talk about, because we have a little short time left, I'm talking with Pastor John Robbins. He is the pastor over at St. John's. It
St.
is
Paul's.
In an Anglican church, right?
St. Paul's, yeah.
Oh, St. Paul's.
999 Flame High Lane.
You know, I will tell you this,
Paul,
though.
It's Paul.
As a marketing guy.
Yeah.
I remember one time somebody was advertising with me on Ocean Drive. Oh, the Tides Restaurant. And in the advertisement, I gave the wrong street. And they got so many phone calls that
right.
They knew the advertising was working. And so they increased their advertising.
Wow.
But anyway, so if I say St. Paul's when in fact it's St. John's, or I say it's St. John's when in fact it's St. Paul's. But anyway, here's what I want to know. Okay, so for years, you know, you and I want people to know we've known each other.
Right.
24 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were on and you would bring guests on and then you disappear. And we never sort of connected.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you've grown spiritually. Hopefully I've grown. But I run into you and find out you have a healing service.
Right.
Which I find amazing because, you know, most people are cessationists, right? They believe that somehow healing stopped at a certain point. And that's because men don't like what they can't control. And they'd rather believe that than have to deal with the not knowing the formula. And God doesn't work by formulas. But what's amazing is I don't know when you started this. I know, thank you, you have an advertisement in Vero's Voice magazine. We appreciate your support. And we really are very happy to be supporting you. But you've been having some miracles over there at 11 o'clock on Thursdays. How did this all come to pass?
Yeah, and actually... So our ad in Vero's Voice says, need a miracle, ? You know, come to St. Paul's. And it, a little bit, it's tongue-in-cheek to some extent, because we don't guarantee a miracle necessarily, or the miracle that you're looking for every time you walk through the door. But we have seen the Lord move in miraculous ways in a number of people's lives. And, you know, one, of course, you mentioned your own wife, Barbara, who came in with some really bad back pain, and our team prayed for her. I wasn't even a part of that prayer. But thankfully, we've raised up a team of very faithful prayer warriors, and they laid hands on Barbara. And the word that I got back was she was 90% healed. And
well, it grew after that. I mean, it got better. It got 100% after that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, and some people would say, you know, well, if she was only 90% healed, that couldn't have been Jesus, because every time Jesus healed somebody, it was always 100%.
No, and that's not true. If you remember, he prayed for the man with a bad eyesight, blinded, and he spit on some mud, put it on his eyes, and then Jesus said, "How do you see?" He said, the man said, "I see men as trees walking about," and even Jesus had to pray for him a second time, and you remember said he could not do miracles in Capernaum because of their lack of faith.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we lay hands on the sick and the infirmed and those who are troubled by demonic spirits, and we've seen the Lord move powerfully. And anyway, we're very, very grateful. So one was Barbara, who got great relief and even now apparently pain-free in her back. And we've had other people come in with serious lung infection, lung issues, where they literally, every time they would breathe in deeply, they would cough violently. And and so we laid hands on this particular individual. We said, okay, I want you to breathe in deeply now. And I don't want you to worry if you cough or whatever. The person, after praying, breathed in deeply. And their eyes got as wide as circles because they had never breathed in deeply like that in recent years without coughing violently, and there was no cough. And so we've seen that kind of thing happen again and again. And in that particular case, I can tell you that the individual experienced some basically the return of the coughing came. And we said, please come back in. We'll pray again. And so we've seen this kind of thing where people will experience a level of healing, and then the sickness or the infirmity will come back or may come back. We pray again. And I can tell you this person is having symptom-free, essentially, breathing now, you know, after a number of times praying for her. And it was a diagnosed infirmity, which was – she was basically told, hey, this, you're going to have this the rest of your life. And and now the person is breathing freely.
Amazing. Okay, now we're out of time for today. So, Pastor John, it's St. Paul's, correct?
St. Paul's, and it's 999 Flamevine Lane, and our healing service is at 11 a.m. on Thursdays.
God bless you. Thanks for coming over to the studio, Pastor John.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Rhett.
All right. We got to take a break back, and we'll be right back.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Let us sing unto the Lord with joy, to the rock of our salvation. Let us sing unto the Lord with joy, to the rock of our salvation. Let us sing unto the Lord with joy, to the rock of our salvation. Come into His presence with praise, singing and shouting, proclaim that at the